I'm Frank Dabolito with WRPR News.
Hockey fans around Ramapo are suffering once again as the NHL remains locked out and shows no signs of letting up anytime soon. This is the second time the league has locked out in the past 7 years, and fans are growing impatient with the league's lack of stable management. I caught up with Ramapo student Jeff Makuta to talk about how he thinks this year's lockout is hurting the growth of the sport in America.
Well, I think it kind of sucks. Finally, the NHL started to really pick up, got even more popular this year. Most of my friends who weren't really into the NHL started really enjoying the game, learning more about it, and like actually taking an interest in the game. So now this just is a kind of like a setback.
Fans of local tri-state area teams aren't too happy, as the New York Rangers have just made key acquisitions that could take them to the next level, and the New Jersey Devils are looking to build off the promise they showed in last year's Stanley Cup Finals. Student Steve McDonald had a few words about how he feels left out to dry by a league he loves to watch.
I think it's unfortunate because the Rangers picked up a lot of good players. They're definitely taking the Stanley Cup this year. And I was really looking forward to watching hockey this year.
The argument in this year's lockout is the same that took over the last NHL lockout in 2005. Revenue. The owners want to cut salaries of players, but the players feel this is unfair as the league set records for revenue last season. But who are the fans siding with on this issue?
I mean, I gotta go with the players. I see the owners just as being a little greedy now, trying to take away even more revenue.
I definitely side with the players because they're not making too much money as it is, and they're the ones playing the games. They're the ones who really deserve the money, I believe.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and NHL Players Association leader Donald Fair are the two talking heads for both sides of the argument here. Fair believes the players are entitled to the money and don't deserve a pay cut so big as splitting the revenue 57 for the owners and 43 for the players. Fair was quoted after recent negotiations with Bettman saying, "In general, we're trying to discuss how do we find a way to make an agreement. How do we bridge the gap on the major issues that are between us?" Both sides want the money, and both sides want a season to happen, but neither one is willing to back down, leaving the fans to take the hit. I'm Frank Dabolito, WRPR News.